امام بہکی رپورٹ سے حدیث فرام عمران بن حصین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said person who remains steadfast on silence it is better than the worship of 60 years So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal this is a great characteristic to remain silent Alhamdulillah in the mahal in the environment of Dawat Islami this matter is emphasized very much and we hear that slogan over and over ek chup sau sukh ek chup sau sukh it's being repeated over and over that one silence will cause 100 comforts to you and here we learn in hadith mubarakah one silence is better than the ibadat of 60 years therefore ameer e ahle sunnat حضرت مولانا محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی ضیائی دامت برکاتہم القدسیہ encourages us to use sign language sometimes so we speak less and he encourages us to do some amount of talking with writings so we can form the habit of not talking a lot or less talking because less talking is what we need to save ourselves in the akhirah more talking can put us into trouble Imam Behqi reports that حضرت ابو ذر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has reported a حدیث مبارکہ he says that I said to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم please advise me رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to him that I make wasiyat of taqwa to you. In other words, I advise you about taqwa, about piety, about fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And all your works, your matters would be beautified and blessed. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that take the tilawat of Qur'an-i-Majeed and dhikrullah necessary for you. Mean, engage in dhikrullah and in the tilawat of Kalam-i-Pak regularly. So because of this, you will be mentioned in heavens, in skies. And on the earth there will be light for you. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, please advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should adopt silence in abundance. Mean, try to remain silent most of the time. Because by doing so you will chase shaitan away you will push shaitan away and you will get help on the deeni on the religious activities and religious matters Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says ya rasulullah advise me more Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, refrain from laughing because this kills the heart and it removes the light of the face. I said, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say the truth even though the truth is bitter. I said, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, do not fear the criticism of a criticizer in the matters of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, in the matters of deen. I said, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who will look towards his own faults, he will never get involved in the faults of others. And the useful thing is this, that one should ponder upon his own faults so he can try to remove them. It is a long hadith, but alhamdulillah we have learnt many beautiful madani pearls from this hadith mubarakah. And one of the thing that is mentioned is that we should adopt silence in abundance. And its benefit is mentioned that it would push the shaitan away from you and you will get help in your dini matters. So that's a very important sentence in Hadith Mubarakah on the subject matter that we are discussing. Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports from Aslam that one day Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala went to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had his tongue in his hand and he was pulling. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what happened? Why are you doing this? May Allah forgive you. What is wrong? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that this tongue has put me into destructions. Although Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is categorical jannati and as being Sahabi Rasul and Afdalul Khalaik Ba'd al-Anbiya, the greatest in the creation of Allah after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we cannot imagine that he would have been using his tongue uselessly or for the wrong reasons or using vulgar words or backbiting or slandering. He was a person of taqwa. But still, he was so careful and he feared that the tongue puts people into trouble. And in order to educate us, he behaved in this way. That we need to do that more often and remind ourselves. Have we ever done this? What Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did? Have we ever pulled our tongue and reminded ourselves that this is the one that puts us into destructions and into halakat? So if we can start doing that practically, inshallah azza wa jal, we will focus more on the abuse of tongue and safeguard ourselves.